This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. So we continue in the Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Daf, Masechta Ma'id Katan, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So we start two lines down, two lines up on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, V'kulanim kivnu malachta ma'id yoyvedu. All of them, if they intentionally do the malacha on Chol HaMoed, it goes lost. That means you're not to be nene from the way Rashi learns. If you do malacha on Chol HaMoed, you have to sort of separate yourself from that item that you worked on, and you're not to be nene from the item that you worked on. You basically have to give it up, be mafkaret. Other Rishonim learn differently. Yovedu means if you schedule to do the malacha on Chol HaMoed, you can't do it. But you don't have to abstain from getting a benefit from that item. But let's go with Rashi, that if you, let's say you make a car on Chol HaMoed, you're never allowed to drive the car. That's it. It's off limits. So you make a $100,000 car, you can't use it, you can't drive it.
You sell it, use the money?
Sounds like not. No. You can't get enough from it. You build a house on Chol HaMoed, you're out. You can't live there, you can't sell it, you're in big trouble basically. Then the question is, so this is what we call knas. Do we knas the children as well? In other words, let's say the father dies and the children inherit it. So do we say the children also can't get hana? So the Mishnah says, the Gemara, v'shoyla pishtanay min ha-mishra, you could remove linen from it being soaked. Boi minei Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya asks from Zera, kivan malachta b'moyed umeis mahu. What if somebody intentionally schedules malacha for Chol HaMoed? Mahu sheiknos banav achrav. Do we knas the children after him? Meaning, according to the way Rashi learns, do the children also have an isser to get hana from it? And according to the other Rishonim, the shaila would be, if you schedule to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, and now the person died, and now the children are stuck with this scheduling of the father, can now they do the malacha on Chol HaMoed? They didn't schedule it, the father scheduled it. But let's stick with Rashi. Rashi says, Levanav nami hei asr oisa malacha? For the children, is it also asr that malacha? De kivan malachta b'mayid? Since the malacha was done on the mayid, din hu sheyu asr on lehanas v'mena, do we say that likewise, it would be usher to get hana from it, kishem shahaya avihem kayim, just like when their father was alive. Another way of phrasing the question is, do we knas the father, do we knas the person, or do we knas the item? If we knas the item, it doesn't matter if the father is alive or not. If we knas the person, we knas the father, we don't knas the children. So the Gemara says like this. This is dependent on other instances where by Yisurei Drabana we put a knas. Im tim tzoloimer, if you want to say, Saram oizen bechar. If you nick the ear of a bechar, the halacha is that a bechar has kedusha. An animal that's a bechar has kedusha, and it's brought as a carbon, and the kaihanim could eat the meat. However, if the bechar is a baal mum, then it's stam. It's owned by the kaihanim. They don't have to bring it as a carbon. So it's advantageous to a kohen to have an animal that's a bechar that's a baal mum. The only thing is, that sort of motivates the kohen to make a mum in the animal so that he could get greater benefit. So the halacha is that if the kohen puts a mum in the animal, the Rabbanon knas the kohen, that he cannot get hana from that animal. Now the question is, what if the kohen dies? Can the children get hana from the animal? And the answer is no, we knas the children as well. So the Gemara feels to say, just like if you nick the ear of a bechar, we knas the children after him. Maybe so too on Chol HaMoed. If you do malacha on Chol HaMoed, the same way you can't be nana, the children can't be nana either. So Gemara says, Im tim tzoloimer tzaram oizen bechar kansu banav acharav. If you want to say that if you nick the ear of bechar, we knas the children after him, mishum d'isura d'iraisa. That's because what? Making a mum on the animal, that's the bechar, is an isur d'iraisa. What's the Yisudai Raisa? We learn that from the Pasuk, Mum lo yiyaboy. Rashi says on the second line, Kaloimer lo yitato by mum. Don't put a mum in it. So, the Gemara is saying, even if you want to say, if you nick the ear of a bechar, we knas the children, that's because it's an Yisudai Raisa. But apparently the clear mashmash is working on Chol HaMoed is not an Yisudai Raisa, it's only an Yisur Drabanan, right? Right, even though there's a Shita Rashi before said it's an Yisur Dairaisa, But nevertheless, it means, but what you're not allowed to do is certainly given to the Chachamim as a guide, as to determine when and what you're allowed to do and when you're allowed to do it. What?
Avelus is the Rabbanon and Moed is the Raisa.
Rashi says, "I'm chalosh shomayd da'asir be'melach medaraisa." Learns that from Eschag Hamatzos Tishmar. So, okay, good, thank you. So, the Gemara here is mashna what that it's an iser d'rabbanon. So you have to say even if in principle it's an iser d'raisa, but the particulars are midrabbanon, or according to the Shittas that it's only asim d'rabbanon. It's certainly good. Okay, so. So Gemara is saying that according to the it's not a raya just because Saram Oizen Bechar Kansel Banav Achrav that applies to Chalamayit, because Chalamayit is Rabbanon. Vim Tim Tzolaymar, and if you're going to say Machar Avdoi Lo'ove Kechavim Umeis Kansel Banav Achrav, and if you're going to say, what that means as follows. The halacha is that you're not to sell your slave, your Gentile slave, to a guy. Why not sell him to a guy? Because a Gentile slave is chayv in mitzvahs, and if you're going to sell him to another guy, he's not going to be able to do mitzvahs. Now, what knas do we put on someone who sells an eved kanani to a guy? Number one, we make you buy it back for either 10 or 100 times its value. Number two, Number two, correct. Number two, if the eved escapes, then he goes free. You don't get him back. In other words, if you sold him and then the eved escapes from the master, you don't get him back. So then the shaila is, do we knas the children after him? If the father dies, do we make the children redeem the eved? So the Gemara says, Imtim Salai Mer Machar Avdai Lo Eved Kechavim. And if you want to say, if you sell your slave to a guy, Umeis, and the father dies, Kansuban of Achrav, we knas the child after him. You know why? Because there you did a really severe transgression. As mishum dechal yoyma mifgalei mimitzvah. So every single day, you're removing this eved kanani from mitzvah. So since on a daily basis, you're removing him from mitzvah, then we apply the rule that we knas the children after him. Hacha, but over here, my! What's the halacha? Do we knas the children? Gavra kanas rabbanon? Do we say we knas the man, the halasa, and the guy isn't here? Aydilma, or maybe mamayna kanas rabbanon. The rabbis just knas the money. V'ha yisa, and the money is here. Okay. So that's a shayla. This is a shayla that Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeros. Rabbi Zeros says back, Omar le, Rabbi Zeros said back, Tini suha, we learned this. Sadesh and Eskavsa b'shvius, a field that was cleared of its thorns during Shemitah, Tizra l'matzai shvius, could be planted on the eighth year. Now, clearing thorns from a field, Rashi says is talking about regular thorns, that they're not attached to the ground. So they're not attached to the ground. It's only an Isser d'Rabbanan to remove these thorns during the Shemitah year. And you're not really inherently improving the ground because the thorns are not even attached to the ground. So the halacha is you're allowed to plant it in the eighth year. However, in the taiva, if you improved the field through, Rashi says, a fertilization, let's say you brought in massive amounts of fertilizer, in a daira, or let's say, for instance, you created a pen, right? We had that earlier, where basically you pen up animals and they defecate in that area, and that fertilizes the area. So this is considered an inherent upgrade of the land, and these are all full-fledged Yisroel d'Rabbanan. Loi tizrael matzoshvius. Then we knas you that you're now to plant in the eighth year. V'amar Rav Yosi Bachanina, Rav Yosi Bachanina says, Nektina, we have Masaira. Hey Tiva, if you improve the field through heavy fertilization, umeis, benoi zoira, the child could plant. So what do we see from here? That by Yisurei d'Rabbanan we don't knas the children. Alma ledidei kans Rabbanan. We see that him, the Rabbanan, knas. Levrei loy kans Rabbanan. To his child, the Rabbanan do not knas. Hachanami here also, ledidei kans Rabbanan. To him, the rabbis knas. Levrei loy kans Rabbanan. To to his child, the rabbis don't knas. So the Gemara wants to use this as a proof, as a model, that when you have Yisurei Rabbanan, we don't knas the child. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, I'll bring you another proof. Nikatinan, we have a tradition. Timei taharoisav umeis leikansu b'noi acharav. What's the halacha? Let's say you're a kohen, and I'm a tamei your truma, so you can't eat it. You can't eat tamei truma. Or let's say stam you have food, and I'm matamei it. Now there are some machmirim. There are some people who did not eat chulin b'tumah. They only ate chulin b'tahara. So if I make your stuff tamei, if that's your personal chumra, you won't be able to eat it. So the halacha is that am I considered a mazik if I make your stuff tamei? Beforehand you would have eaten it, and now you can't eat it. Are you considered a mazik? So usually we say, hezek she'enoi nikar lo shmei hezek. No, you're not a mazik, and you don't have to pay. But the rabbanim put a knas on you, because otherwise, anytime you're upset about with somebody, you could just go ahead and be metame all his stuff and ruin his supper. So the Gemara, Abaye quotes a braisa, that it says that if you're metame the taros of your friend, umeis, and then the person dies. Loi kansu b'nayachrav. My time. What's the reason? Hezek she'en anikar lo shmei hezek. Damage which is not recognizable is not considered a damage. Now, when you're metame something, that's considered damage which is not recognizable. L'didei kansu rabbanan. To him, the rabbis knast, put a penalty on. L'vrei loi kansu rabbanan. But to his son, the rabbis did not knast. So this is another raya. Yisurei d'rabbanan, we do not knas the child.
In this case, it gives a reason why the rabbanan were in kindness, because hezek she'en anikar, but in our case, there is no hezek she'en anikar.
No, so the braisa is saying that midoy raisa, hezek she'en anikar is not a hezek. So then why does somebody who is matame, their friend's stuff, have to pay? It's the knas of the rabbanan. But that knas only applies to him, but we don't impose
it. Why weren't the rabbanan?
No. My time is not going on loy kansu b'noi. My time is, what's the reason why there's a knas here in the first place? Okay. Right? Really, you shouldn't have to pay, because hezek shen anikar is not a hezek. But, so then, we put a knas on him. So we put on him, but not on his children. Okay. Next case. Next Mishnah. Ein loikhin batim. You're not to buy houses. Avadim, servants. Ubehemo, and animals. An chalamayid, ela letzar chamayid. Only for the purpose of Yom Tov. If you need a house to live in, you need a servant to shine your shoes. You need an animal to eat, to ride on, to travel on. Oy letzar chamaycha she'en lemayochal. Or if you have a seller who has no food to eat, so you could buy a house, a servant, or an animal off of him, so as a way of getting him money. But otherwise, you cannot buy these things on Chol HaMoed. Now, what's the reason you're not allowed to buy? The reason not to buy is it's Terchei Seira. It's excessive engagement in, it's not a malacha. Buying is not a malacha. It's not one of the Lamentas malachas, but it's a tercha. Now, Tosis wants to know, why does the Mishnah specifically pick houses, avadim and behema? What about souvenirs? What about, I don't know, a can of Coke that you don't need for now? What about
any purchases?
Any purchase. Why do we pick these three cases? So, some Rishonim learn that, no, only these three things. These are the only things you know how to buy. Why? Because it's a very public sale. When you buy a house, it's a public sale. You need an attorney, you need lots of random people who sit around the table for no reason. So it becomes a very public thing. So that's why you're not a sod. Also, a behemah, an eved. An eved is like a major purchase. An animal also. Animals, when you could sit on an animal, it could make crazy noises, it could make loud noises, it could be, you know, it's a very public thing when you're dealing with an animal. So, but anything else you're allowed to buy. That's the shita of the Rama. The Rama
is like the publicity of the sale?
Yeah, the publicity. It's since it's excessive tircha, and it's very public, it's somewhat of a desecration of the aura of Chol HaMoed. But anything else, you're allowed to buy. That's the shita, by the way, of the Rama. The Rama says in Archaim Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Tes, Davka Hani Asar, Deika Pirsum B'Kniyasan. However, Tosfos over here, in the second Tavanim Tosfos, quotes Rabbeinu Yosef, he says, Huadin B'Shar Dvarim, Tzarech L'Tzarech HaMoed, Deha Asar Limkar Peros. You're not a sell fruits either. Only the Tzarech HaMoed. So why does it pick these three cases? The chiddush of these three cases that if it is Tzarech HaMoed, you're even allowed to buy a house, you're even allowed to buy an Eved, you're even allowed to buy a behema. But in terms of what you're not allowed to buy, Tosfos says you're not allowed to buy anything. The Rama says you are allowed to. So what's the halacha l'maisa? Are you allowed to buy things on Chol HaMoed? The Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir like Tosfos, not to buy things on Chol HaMoed unless you need them for Chol HaMoed. Stam, I'm going shopping. Oh, that's a nice shirt.
It's on sale.
No, if it's on sale.
So if the Mishnah Berurah says, "Imloy shalay yimtzam bezul achamay," unless you won't get the same good price after Chol HaMoed. But Stam, I'm in the store now. I'm here already. I might as well buy it. You're not allowed to. Halach al-maisa. I'm in the store on Chol HaMoed. I don't want to go back. I don't want to slip back. I'm here now. Why should I go in 3 days?
Does Amazon count for like the same kind of...
Yes. Yes. You don't make purchases on Chol HaMoed unless you need it for Chol HaMoed. Or Yom Tov, the second days. Yeah? Fine. So that's how we pass again. Again, the Rama has a kula. The Rama says only these three things. But the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir like Tosfos. Fine. Boyiminei Rava Mirav Nachman. Rava Asram Nachman. Schar P'ula She'in Lai Ma'yoy Chamahu. Wages for a worker who doesn't have what to eat. What's the halacha? We just said if you have a seller who doesn't have what to eat, so you're allowed to do him a favor and buy Zachin from him on Chol HaMoed, so as a way of getting him money. But what if he's not a seller? What am I allowed to hire a worker to
do work?
Why? Because I want to give him money. So you say, well, if I could buy something from him on Chol HaMoed, why can't I pay him for work? The answer is a very big difference. Buying, there's no malacha being done. It's only an issue of tircha. Work is a malacha. That's the shayla. Amar Leh, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, Tanina, we already learned this. The Mishnah says, you don't buy houses, avon behema, ela letzar chamoyed, oy letzar chamoycher, or for the need of the moycher. What's the need? She'en lo mayocha. He doesn't have what to eat. It should just say, oy letzar chamoycher, or for the need of the moycher. If it's for the need of the moycher, obviously it's to get him money. Why does it have to add she'en lo mayocha? Unless it's to teach then anyone who's en lo mayocha, you're allowed to get him money. What do these words come to include? My love, isn't it coming to include a payment for a worker for their work? So, Rav said back to Rav Nachman, no, Purushi Kamafarish. The mission is just explaining. You know what it means? Letzarachamoicha means, but it's only going on a moicha, it's not going on a payal. Tashma, many of the girls said, Tashma, come in here. Because you can't have an esvei, because nobody said anything yet.
It
says esvei here. I know what it says here. But the problem with the girls that we have is... Did anyone change it?
No.
Esvei Abaye. There's a problem with this Gersa essay because nobody said anything, so you can't ask a question on nothing. Rava didn't say something; he had a shayla, so you could to say Tashma, come in here to one side of the shayla. Abaye, essay Abaye, or Tashma Abaye.
It's a new topic, though. So
Tashma. Essay is a question. What do they say over there?
He closes the
states Tashma.
Who says it?
Art school.
No, who?
Rashi.
Rashi?
Wait. Some texts read Tashma.
Which text?
In a place of Esvei, he challenged him, Rashi.
Which Rashi?
This seemed reasonable since Rabbi made no statement that can be challenged with simply question from nothing's proof. And by is now bringing proof from another place.
Same explanation.
It says, Lakam on Yuchas. It could be
Okay. There's a Zah reading, yeah? Ein koisin shtari chayv v'mayir. You're not to write a document of debt on Chalom Mayir. If I lend you $100, I can't write an IOU. What if I don't trust you? If I don't trust you, oy she'ein lo ma yoichal, or let's say you have nothing to eat, hareza yichtoiv, then we could write a shtar. So randomly, in all this brisa, it says, you know how to write a shtar. But if I don't believe you, or if let's say you don't have what to eat, then we could write it. Now what does it mean you have nothing to eat? You have nothing to eat, therefore what? So therefore I guess you need a job of writing things. That's talking about a payal. Hareza yichtav, she'en le ma yoicha.
The borrower has nothing to eat?
It's talking about where the... No, the scribe has nothing to eat. You're allowed to hire him, to hire a scribe to write a chves, an IOU for a loan, not because you don't trust... Stop that, any of that, they play... In other words, some other guy owes me. I trust that other guy. But I know the scribe has no money, so I could hire him to write me the shtar, because I want to get him the money. I trust the guy who I lent the money to.
Is he allowed to do it out to himself, to write it on Chol HaMoed from, like, for
Pinesa? Yeah, that's the Shaila, really. Is, oh, you mean the Malacha?
Right. From the other person's perspective.
One second. The Shaila in the Gemara is, can I pay you for doing, can I pay you for doing Malacha for me if you have nothing to eat? So you want to know, can the person do malacha if he has nothing to eat? It's part of the same shaila. In other words, can someone do malacha? We know that somebody's allowed to make a sale, but can someone do malacha if they have nothing to eat? That's the shaila. Ultimately, the answer is yes. Somebody who is a poel she'en lo ma yoichal can do malacha.
Can you give him food? The story before with the Reish Galusa with the table makers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can give them food, because that's not a problem. If that's an indirect benefit. So in all these cases, simple eating.
You want to give the guy food?
Give him the guy food.
Please, he needs clothing. He needs other benefits. He has to pay his bills.
So specifically, to she'in lo ma yoichal. Maybe if he needs clothing, it doesn't necessarily fall in there.
Right. I thought in lo ma yoichal, it doesn't have the basic necessities. But the Gemara says, what does it mean, she'in lo ma yoichal asuya mai? What does that come to include? My love, la asuya schar pu'ula, doesn't it come to include the payment for work that you're allowed to give the guy? Shmamina. So taka, we see that you are allowed to pay a guy for work if...
Prushe kamefarish, like the Gemara said before. Why should this be any different?
Oh, because it says oi, right? So it says oi, that means it's a new case as opposed to just...
You pay him to build you a new house and then use it on Chol HaMoed?
You don't need the house, but he needs to work.
Right. So now you're getting a new house.
Sounds like it. I mean, an eitzah to do malacha is... now there's a shaila in the Rishonim. Does he have to do the malacha b'tzina? Because are we worried that people are going to be choshed him? People don't know he's a poel she'en lo ma yoichal. So do you have to do a b'tzina? Okay. So the Gemara says like this. So Shema Amino, we have a valid raya. Okay, Moisiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the following question: you're going to say that a poel who has nothing to eat is allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, but we know there's a halacha: you're not supposed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. However, the Chachamim were lenient with three categories of malacha that they're allowed to do it up until Chatzos. Chachamim Oimrim, Shalosh Umniyos Oisin Malacha Ba'arvei Pesachim. Three types of craftsmen are allowed to do malacha Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos. Hachayotin, a tailor, the Hasaparin, and a barber, the Hakovsin, and a launderer. Why are these three types of workers allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach Til Chatzos? Hachayotin, a tailor, Shekein Hedyoi Toifer Kedarka B'chol HaShamayit. A simpleton, a unskilled craftsman, is allowed to sew like usual on Chol HaMoed. So since he's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, which is more chomer than Erev Pesach, certainly you're allowed to do it Erev Pesach. That's the argument of the Brais, of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that whatever you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you could do on Erev Pesach. So since on Chol HaMoed, there's a situation where you're allowed to sew, so we allow tailors to sew Erev Pesach to Chatzos. So that's the argument of the Mishnah, that whatever you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, if there's ever an instance you could do it on Chol HaMoed, you can definitely do it Erev Pesach Til Chatzos, because Chol HaMoed is more chomer than Erev Pesach Til Chatzos. Hasaporin, a barber, the Hakoivsin, and a launderer, are they allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed? Could a barber do Malacha on Chol HaMoed? Well, yeah, if a guy just came out of jail, or he came from overseas, Shekein Habon Medina Sayam, someone who comes from overseas, someone who gets out of jail, Mutaran Lasaper is allowed to, a launderer, Ul Chabes, and is allowed to take a haircut, Ul Chabes, B'chol HaShamoed. So this is the argument of the mission. The argument of the mission is, whatever you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Fracti Gemara, if someone who has no money could do malacha on Chol HaMoed, then you should be allowed to do all malacha Erev Pesach, because all malacha is mutar on Chol HaMoed. Meaning, if the argument of the Mishnah is, you know what, you're allowed to do Erev Pesach, whatever you could sometimes do on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do Erev Pesach. But guess what? You know what you could sometimes do on Chol HaMoed? Everything. Because if you have a guy who has no money, he could take a job on Chol HaMoed. Right. So you should be able...
So who said that?
No, because...
can't do it on Erev Pesach.
What?
Who said that?
We don't even know. The truth is, we don't even know about Ein Loi Mashiach on Erev Pesach. All we know is this Mishnah is saying, any time there's an exception that something, that a type of malacha could be done on Chol HaMoed, that type of malacha could always be done on Erev Pesach. Even though, you could always give a haircut Erev Pesach Til Chatzos. Why? Because since in some Fadarbana case, you could give a guy a haircut on Chol HaMoed, why? Because the guy got out of jail on Chol HaMoed, because Trump decided on Chol HaMoed to let this another from guy out of jail. So now, we could give everybody haircuts Erev Pesach Til Chatzos. What does one thing have to do with the other? Because in one case, a guy could get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, everyone could take a haircut Erev Pesach? Yeah. Well, by extension then, we should say, since every kind of malacha is mutar on Chol HaMoed, how? Poyo she'en lo'y ma'a she'yoychal. So then everything should be mutar on Erev Pesach. V'yisal k'dayt ha'p'ulot she'en lo'y ma'a yoychal. Shari, kol malacha is nami l'shtri. All kinds of malacha should be mutar. Do'iko schar p'ulot she'en lo'y ma'a yoychal. There's the payment of work. A worker who doesn't have what to eat. So the Gemara is going to challenge us now, because this is the kasha of Rav Sheshas. The kasha presupposes that the pshat in this Mishnah is that anything you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed in limited circumstance, you could automatically do Erev Pesach. So we're going to have two Amaram that ask about other things that can be done on Chol HaMoed and still cannot be done Erev Pesach, which means that the argument is not absolute. And we have to understand that under what circumstances this argument applies. Maskefla Rav Papa asked a strong kasha. Elamayata binyan lishteri, you should always be allowed to build Erev Pesach, because there's an instance where you're allowed to build on Chol HaMoed. How? If you have a wall that's leaning over. By the way, I was just zoicha to be. How do I know the Dav Zayin? Because I'm looking on the side in the Toysafos on the Masoras Hashas. I was just in Frankfurt, at the kever of Rabbi Yosef Shlaimai, the author of the Masoras Hashas. He sends regards. Okay? So, Shekein Koisel Hagoya L'Rishus HaRabim, a wall that leans over into L'Rishus HaRabim, what do you do if it's endangering the Tzibur? Soiser, you can knock it down, Uboina Kedarka, and you could build it up. Why Mibnei HaSakana? Ah! So we should say you're allowed to build homes on Erev Pesach, but you're not allowed to.
So,
this proves the argument that we thought is in the Mishnah, that whatever, anytime there's a limited heter in a certain malach on Erev Pesach, on Chol HaMoed you could automatically do on Erev Pesach. Another question, Maskefla Ravina Lamayata, Lavlar, a scribe, Lishteri, should be allowed to write on Erev Pesach. Why? Because you know you're allowed to write certain things on Chol HaMoed. What are you allowed to write on Chol HaMoed? Shekein Koisin Kedushei Nosh, you're allowed to write a Shtar Kedushin, a Gittin, and a Get, Veshoivrin, or a Receipt. So apparently it's not foolproof that every single thing you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, in a limited circumstance, you could do on Erev Pesach. So what is the argument? Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Moyed Arba Asar Karamis. You're asking a contradiction between Chol HaMoed and the 14th of Nisan. Moyed Mishum Tirchahu. Chol HaMoed, why are you not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed? Because it's Tircha. It's a Tircha to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. And under certain circumstances, we allow you to do. V'makom seda sharu rabbanon. The rabbis allowed you to do it. For example, haircuts or laundry or a tailor. Certain things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the only reason you weren't allowed to do it is because of tirchas v'makom seda. The rabbis let. But and therefore, likewise, perhaps you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed if you're a payal she'en le masha yoichal, because it's also a hefsid. You need the money. But our the malacha that you're allowed to do on the 14th of Nisan are only things not we're only allowed to do things not because of pseida. You're allowed to do things for tzarch yamtiv arba'asar mishum tzarch yamtivu. Me did the tzarch yamtiv shara rabbanon. That which is a tzarch yamtiv, the rabbis let. Me did the lav tzarch yamtiv, what's not a tzarch yamtiv, loy shara rabbanon. The rabbis didn't let. So therefore, you can't build things on Erev Pesach because it's not a tzarch yamtiv. You can't write things on Erev Pesach because it's not a tzarch yamtiv. And you can't just do all malachas on Erev Pesach because it's not a tzarch yamtiv. Rashi says, mishum tzarch yamtiv, shari, kagayin hani gimel omnias, let's say, taking a haircut, laundering, tailoring, v'suloi. Avada, that's also tzarch yamtiv. Ein lecha tzarch yamtiv gudoyla then, if you can't buy food for yamtiv. Yes. V'adin, Rashi says, mein lai ma'i yorchal, de'ein tzarch yamtiv, gadol mizah. Okay, let's quickly start the Mishnah. Ein mefana mi bayis l'bayis. You're not to clear out stuff from one house to another. Avol mefana hu l'chatzeroi. You could clear it out into your chatzer. The Rashi says right now the Gemara feels that means that you bring it
outside
from a house in a different chatzer into your chatzer. So you can't bring from one house to another, but you could bring from a bias in a different chatzar into the chatzar. Ein mavin kelim beis uman. You're not to bring back if you have vessels that are being fixed by a craftsman. You can't bring it back to your house. Im choishesh lahem. But if you're worried that they're going to get stolen by the uman mafanan lechatzar acheres, you could clear it into a different chatzar. So the Gemara asks, how could you say you could be mafane kelim from a house in a different chatzar into your chatzar? But the Reisha says in mefan and klal, you can't clear out at all. Amar Abaye explains as follows. You're right, you cannot clear out from stuff from one house into another house if it's in a different chatzar. The seifa is talking about seifa asan lebayish abachatzar. The seifa that says mefanahu lechatzeroi, it means you're allowed to clear from one house to another if it's all in the same chatzar. Meaning if it's in a different chatzar, you're not allowed to. The Sefer Rashi says, v'hachik tani, mefanhu mibayis shebechatzeroi lechatzeroi. You could clear out, right, the way Rashi learns it, from a house in the chatzar to the chatzar, to that very chatzar. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, and we'll, Bez Hashem, pick it up tomorrow night. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.